אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות כרך
ג' reading from the study of the 10 ספירות volume 3
10 הספירות של עולם האצילות אנחנו באות
8 שאלות לאתר קבלה לעם קבס יואל את השאלות we're reading from item number 4 of the ארי you may ask questions on קב TV or סביבה טובה
I'm not certain what did you read
טוב, לא, סליחה, נראה לי שיש טעות. דף, תף ריש א', עמוד 601.
We're on page 601 in the Hebrew book.
אוקיי, אז זאת דלת דברי הארי.
We're on item number 4 on the words of the ארי.
שעלו לצורך הזיווג העליון.
However, the בחינת מן we have mentioned above when they rose for the זיווג עליון is in itself the matter of the ascent of the seven orot above in Binah. Remember this forward regarding the meaning of the topic of raising man. In this Zivug, all ten sefirot from Keter to Malchut must be corrected, because even Gar are not corrected. Hence, this Bchinat raising of these man was above in Ab Sag Deak. Again, however, the Bchinat man we have mentioned above, when they rose for the Zivug Elyon, is in itself the matter of the ascent of the seven Orot above in Binah. Remember this forward regarding the meaning of the topic of raising man. In this Zivug, all ten Sefirot from Keter to Malchut must be corrected, because even Gar are not corrected. Hence, this Bchinat raising of the Zman was above in Ab Sag Deak.
So, what's going on here? The Creator created the world of Ensof. From the world of Ensof, the lights expand and spread down below to create the creatures. In order to create the creatures, the created beings, you need two things. You need a desire. And you need light. And the light and the desire together can create something called a created being. To get to that, there has to be a shattering between the desire and the light. They come from the Creator connected. And they have to separate them to create a separation between them. Then there will be a feeling of a created being that exists between the two, and we'll be able to bring them closer, push them apart, feel that it exists between the light and the desire and the light. Otherwise, he will not have a feeling of himself. And in order to make room for the created beings to exist,
נברא עניין מה שנקרא שבירת הכלים.
Then what we call the shattering of the vessels was created. The separation between the kli, the desire the Creator created its existence out of absence, and the light, who is the Creator himself, existence out of existence. The need to separate the two in order to let the creature feel it exists on its own. Otherwise, the moment it would annul before the light, it wouldn't feel itself in existence. It has no existence of self. Like an embryo in his mother's womb, he doesn't feel his own existence. Everything is controlling him. He's got no control over himself whatsoever, not in his feelings, his understanding. Hence, what we're learning here is how the state was created whereby the creature disconnects from the Creator and exists in his own desire. And his desire, therefore, has to be opposite the Creator. It has to be a will to receive completely, if the Creator is a will to bestow. It has to be a desire to reject the others, to hate the others, and repulsion, instead of what he would receive from the Creator, which is a desire to bestow and to love. The created being has to be arranged in an opposite form to the Creator, so you would have a reality for himself. So you would be called a created being. There is a Creator and there is a created being. And we attain that by the shattering. Or initially, the created being was connected to the Creator. And it disconnects from him and exists in and of itself. The Creator seemingly on one side, the creature on the other side. And then the Creator is still controlling it, but from a distance. And it awakens the created being to come closer to the Creator, to ask for corrections. And in this way, the creature begins to receive, in addition to its egoistic desire, a desire to come close, to connect. That is what is happening here. Here we're speaking about the preparation that took place in the world of Nikudim. So it's saying, I'm repeating. However, the b'china of man that we mentioned above, meaning the request from the creature towards the Creator, when they rose for the zivug, the upper zivug, that is asking for help from above, is in itself the matter of the ascent of the seven lights. These are all the lights that exist in Malchut, above in Bina, in Ima. And remember this forward regarding the meaning of the topic of raising man. Raising man is always the raising of the deficiency of Malchut to Bina. In this Zivug, all 10 Sfirot from Keter to Malchut of the world of Nikudim must be corrected, because even Gar are not corrected. Meaning nothing is corrected in the 10 Sfirot of the world of Nikudim. Hence, the raising of the Zman was above in Ab Sag of Ak. Meaning the Rishimo ascend not simply up above, but to Ab and Sag, the Patsufim, where the light of Chochman, Hasadim, exist and dwell, and the broken vessels can receive from there the power to connect, to correct, and to begin to exist. Let's see what's written below.
Item 4 below, inner light. Even Gar are not considered corrected, because nothing of the Mochin Negadlut that they received in Nikudim remained in them, but only what was in them when they were first created by the Zivug in the Hei Tata'a of the Nikrei Naim, as explained in the previous section.
They are lacking all the Bchinot of Gadlut, and this is why it's written that even the Gar are not corrected. Next, hence this b'china of raising of the man was above in Ab Sag of Ak. This means that there is no raising of man, but only from the tachton to its alion, from the lower one to its upper one, by one degree. Meaning from Zon to Abba Ve'ima, from Abba Ve'ima to Arichanpin, etc. But not to the one higher than it by 2 degrees. It is written that since Gal also require tikkun, a correction, and they too need the raising of man, it is necessary that the upper discernment of raising man will be Rosh of Sag. This is because the man of Zat are corrected in Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, and man of Abba Ve'ima in Keter of Nikudim, and man of Keter in Rosh Ha'alef, the first Rosh of Nikudim, and man of Rosh the first Rosh of Nekudim are corrected in the Rosh of Sag, meaning every lower one in its upper one. Rav, that's how our deficiency climbs from degree to degree, through all the degrees, up to the source from where we can receive the correcting light. Yes? And he says above that all the man together, meaning both Zat of Nekudim and Ga of Nekudim, rose to Ga of Nekudim, which are seven Rishimot of seven lights of Zat, being the Achoraim, the posterior of Chub and Keter. However, that does not mean that all were corrected there together, but only gradually. Or each lower one raised the man of its upper one to its upper's upper, which in turn corrects them for the upper one. Thus, each sorted out a part of the general man and raised them to its upper's upper until they ascended to the upper Ab-Sag.
Kiev. Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav.
Выясненная просьба к исправлению. А как вообще это возможно вот там, вот на этой высоте? То есть это у нижних тоже это выясненная просьба была, либо это как-то...
We are talking about the fact that man is a request built for correction.
It speaks of the broken... The broken vessels, and through this small illumination they have from above, and the vessel begins to feel what is it compared to the illumination that comes to it, and then it feels the gap between itself and the upper one, between the receiving and the bestowing, and it cannot stand, it cannot tolerate his state, and consequently raises his sorrow, his request for correction. This is called man, mei nukvin. What is it? Mei nukvin? Maim means bina, and nukvin means malchut. So the gap between bina and malchut, to the extent it attains that he is in the forces of malchut, but wishes to be in the forces of bina, that difference, it raises above and asks for the power to be in the degree of Bina and not the degree of Malchut. This is called raising man. And then he raises it and he receives in return from above the force that helps him carry out this action, his request. And then it comes then to the degree of Bina, the degree of bestowal.
Получается, что перед маном предшествует какое-то свечение бины, чтобы, ну, вот возникла необходимость.
It turns out that before...
How can the lower one want something if not for the illumination that comes to it from above? How can it feel that it wants to climb and change if it's not through the light that shines on him as well? There's many lights that awaken us, that work through the environment, from above, from below, all directions, all instances, that by which we are awakened.
Так можно сказать, что вот это свечение, которое предшествует ман, это как бы окружающий свет, а потом какой-то другой уже рождается.
Ну, они лоити как медабер камоха.
I won't speak like you, as if you know what it is.
Лимшох агдаров, שאנחנו לא מבינים בהם, כדי לבוא.
We shouldn't use those definitions in order to scrutinize something we don't understand. Two minuses don't give you a plus. You should use things that you have some grasp in. Let's advance and you'll see. Chadar 1.
Rav, למה כתוב שעליית מן זה עליית אורות? כיסרון זה לא אורות.
Why does it say the raising of the man is the light? The deficiency isn't light.
Raising of man is raising of the light. Different rishimot that exist in the lower one in order to correct them. Lights meaning rishimot.
Pita 4.
Rav, quando l'inferiore si sente completamente opposto al superiore, grado per grado c'è sempre l'elevazione del man?
כשהתחתון מרגיש את עצמו מנוגד לחלוטין לעליון.
When the lower one feels himself completely opposite to the upper one, so degree after degree there is the raising of man as a result of that.
Raising of the man, maybe he's saying it correctly. Raising of man is not simply because I am opposed, rather I want to become equivalent with the upper one. This is raising of man. I'm asking to be in giving like the upper one, in bestowal like the upper one. What am I lacking? I'm lacking that light of bestowal.
Africa.
Rav, the article talked about Ga needing correction. What does it mean that Ga needs correction?
Repeat, please.
The article talked about Ga needing correction. What does it mean that Ga needs correction?
המאמר מדבר על זה שגר צריכים תיקון. מה הכוונה שגר צריכים תיקון?
המאמר דיבר על...
אנחנו נדבר על זה הלאה.
We'll talk about it later.
המאמר מדבר על זה שגר צריכים תיקון. מה זה אומר שגר צריכים תיקון?
אנחנו נדבר על זה על זה לא מברי.
We'll talk about it later. We're not scrutinizing it here in this place. On the spot. Where is he reading it?
כתוב פה באות דלת כי אפילו גר אינם מתוקנים.
In item 4, because even gar are not corrected.
Yeah, gar are not corrected because they cannot provide correction for the lower ones, and that's why man is rising. Gar of Nekudim, which is Abba ve'ima of Nekudim, they also stand below the taboo, therefore cannot provide for the ten sefirot of Nekudim corrections and lights and fillings. That's why they have to rise above to your suit that is standing above the taboo, and then to Rosh of Sag. And from Rosh of Sag, we also have Ab. And in the Zivug of Ab Sag, Light of Chochmah, Light of Chasadim, they arrange the light that can correct these kings that are coming to be corrected, that demand the correction. Ga of Nekudim cannot provide any correction for the broken vessels. Correct question, actually, he's asking correctly. From Africa.
It's still the phase of preparation. How is there man that rises from the lower ones?
Hold on. What do you mean man? A deficiency that he can raise to Rosh, from the Guf to the Rosh, because they exist in one body. So what exists inside the Partsuf, in the Sof of the Partsuf, comes from the Rosh. Therefore, from there, feedback can rise to the Rosh, response, feedback, and demand. What can't be here?
The definition, at least that I heard over the years, like they said in Kiev, that man is some kind of scrutiny of the lower ones. It's an action that starts after the expansion from below upwards. It starts when we start our work. So maybe this isn't accurate?
No. Let's say inaccurate and what Kiev said and all that. The lower one begins to feel his reality, how he is in opposition to the upper one. After the shattering of the vessels, these vessels that separated from their fulfillment feel that they lack fulfillment. And then their deficiency can arise as a result of their connection to the degree that gave birth to them. Their deficiency is felt in the upper one. And then what they feel, the deficiency, is raised as man. They awaken a deficiency in their upper one. And then it rises from the toch of the patsuf to the rosh of the patsuf. A deficiency. That's like in all the parts of him. There's nothing new here. Except here, specifically, they're starting to raise a deficiency for correction. There has always been a deficiency for fulfillment. Also in Gagalta, Absag, all the parts of him. But now, they raise not a deficiency for fulfillment, for filling, but a deficiency for correction. The lower one that is asking the upper one not for lights, but first of all, corrections. And he receives them. He receives them.
Thank you, Rav. May I ask another question on the same topic?
Yeah.
He says here not to scrutinize the matter of man, but if we opened it up already, in excerpt number one, he says that the emanator, he made the decision to do it from below upwards, as if the emanator made the decision, as if someone's acting on behalf of the lower one. How can this be? Can you explain that?
So, what you're doing with a little child, you awaken in him various actions. With your intention for him to ask for something from you. The same thing from above. The Creator arranges for us different states where it's clear from them that we will ask for something from him. The strength, states, actions, various things. So our man, although it's coming from us, but necessarily it is aimed above to bestow to us, so we would want and we'll ask for the mud.
Ot.
More.
PT 32.
PT 32.
Can you explain what it means here that every lower one raised the man of his upper one to the upper one, to the Ali Elyon, and the Ali Elyon corrects it for the Elyon, for the upper one?
Man is rising higher and higher in each and every degree. Therefore, when it rises from a smaller degree to a higher degree, then in that higher degree, it awakens additional actions. The upper degree is included of this deficiency. It begins to feel it as an obligation to fill the lower one, but she has nothing with which to fill the lower one. So it adds... It adds to the lower, to the deficiency of the lower one, its own deficiency, that she cannot fill it, and it delivers it further up the chain to a higher degree. The higher degree does the same until it reaches a certain upper degree that is willing to correct all these deficiencies down to the first deficiency. The reason, the primary reason for the raising of man. And then it gives all those degrees strength, and each and every degree begins to give birth to the lower one from above down correctly. Now this mud that is coming down, This kind of man that is descending is called mad, made chorin, meaning the forces of the male, the forces of overcoming. And then each and every degree acquires the force of the screen, overcoming, and then it then arranges itself down to the last point where the man is born, where it started to rise from below up. Similarly, in the lower, in the degree that has the power to provide corrections for all these degrees, it's descending back down to the source of the man. Okay.
If that's so, then it would say the lower one raises man.
I can't
hear you. Where's your microphone?
Again, it says that every one raises his man to the upper one and not to the upper one.
Be well, take care until you correct your microphone.
PT13.
A question about man. Cascading from above downwards led to shattering. So what's the deal of rising from below upwards? What's changed?
What changed is that we need to acquire corrections. That's why we have to rise from below up to that source where the light exists. So the light will correct the broken vessel. Give us a screen in short. What is a shattering? It's a losing of the masach, of the screen. Losing the connection between the vessels. Now we need the upper light to help us restore the connection between us.
PT19. He says that even Gar are not corrected, because all the Mochin of Gadut they got from Nikudim. How is it possible that Gar isn't corrected? His role is to be perfect, isn't it?
The light departs from everything. There's nothing partial in spirituality. If Zat of the Partsuf of Nikudim was broken, then the light departed also from the Gar of the Partsuf of Nikudim. And also from Abba Ve'ima. So there's nothing below Tabor of Gargalta in the world of Nikudim, no light down there. Rather, the Roshimot begin to rise with a request to receive the forces of correction and then the forces of fulfillment.
So what's the role of Gar in this whole story?
Gar is Rosh. From the Rosh, the goof of the world of Nikudim emerged.
There was some kind of lack there, okay.
PT14.
He writes to us that the raising of man is only from the lower one to its upper one, that's only upper in one, this happens in one degree. And we read that it's in Absag, which is upper.
Yeah.
Is that why we can't feel the response to our man? Is that one of the reasons?
Also, yes, you can say that. And no degree where the shattering was all the way up to Rosh of Sag. There's no place, there's no state, there are no powers that can correct the shattering. Only in Rosh of Sag. And that's why all the Rishimot are rising up there from the broken vessels. Okay, I'm happy about your questions. You're getting into it slowly.
Rav, may I also ask a question?
Try.
In the first part we learned about darkness, which I understand also is related to man.
No. Maybe, you know what, continue. Keep going.
So what's the relation between understanding how man rises above to the scrutiny of the man? Why scrutinize it, and why even scrutinize where it's going, the process itself?
Without it, you can correct yourself. Besides that, you're not scrutinizing exactly where is the man going to, because you're in the broken state. You have no connection with the upper ones. Rather, because there is connection from above down, that's why you pray. And how does your prayer rise? You don't know. In truth, as it's written here, it goes up to Rosh of Sag, but in fact, it's going up to Insof, because every rising of man goes up to Insof, because you're asking for something that didn't exist in reality. And lights that didn't exist in reality and now have to be revealed are all in Ein Sof.
Thank you.
Maybe we go to the third part of the lesson. The focus group, let's see.
Okay,
Rav, you said something interesting. That's the first time the lower ones are asking for correction, not to receive, but correction. I lost the question as we speak. How is it possible that the lower one that wants to receive suddenly, what, he's asking to bestow? That's the question.
Of course, it's asking to bestow, and all the preceding states from the first restriction all the way to the world of Nikudim would also like to bestow. Don't say that this is the first time the lower one. It's happening to you in the raising of man, where for the first time the lower one is asking for correction in order to bestow. But the desire to bestow always came with the light from above. Now, for the first time, the desire to bestow comes from the broken vessel from below. We have to understand what is the shattering of the vessels. What did it cause? It caused a deficiency in the will to receive that the Creator created. And this desire, saying, I have to correct myself, I have to want to bestow, and then to raise my will to bestow higher up and become a corrected vessel.
Rehovot.
Rav, raising of the seven orot, that's the broken reshimot?
Yeah.
And they rise in three lines?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, sorry.
Gradually, we need to build this picture in us. Not making any drawings on purpose. It shouldn't be a drawing. It should be an emotional drawing in us gradually, not something on the paper. So that's how we'll advance. Let's go to the third part. This is called the Law of Arvut. And
let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why. Learning to unite, living in the light, we'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Together, together as one.